For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday, November the 19th, and we got my friend Mel Zelenik with us again today. Consumer travel tips, actually all around money-saving tips. Last time you were on, last month you were on here, and we ran out of time, but we were talking about buying an automobile and negotiating for that automobile.
Yes, and we asked you if the typical negotiation on a new automobile is $1,000 off sticker. Is that typically what they'll allow the automobile
dealer? And I said, well, I thought it probably could be more.
Yes, and you were correct. It typically is more, but not always. It depends, again, on the supply and demand of the car, as we pointed out. But don't presume that because a car is in high demand around here, that it will necessarily be in high demand around the country. And the beauty of the internet is sometimes in a very high demand car, let's presume a Lexus, okay? A Lexus may be a high demand car around here. It may not be a high demand car in Beverly Hills, California, for example. And when I'm saying the Lexus, let's take the lower level, the 350 Lexus, okay? That car around here is going to sell basically at sticker price, okay? If you look around and if you consult some of the websites, you may find in a given year that the demand somewhere in the country is not that great for that specific vehicle.
So then what do you do?
And then all you need to do is contact them and negotiate with them. And you can either go pick up the car out there or you can have it shipped. Now, that may sound outlandish, but you may save $4,000 or $5,000 on that vehicle, and it may cost you $1,000 or less to have it shipped back.
Now, if you go to a local dealer and say, I found a car out in California, and they're going to sell it to me for $5,000 less than what you're going to sell it to me for, and I'm just going to buy it out there and have it shipped to me. Is that dealer going to try to negotiate with you?
They'll probably negotiate a bit more with you, but they may tell you, okay, but you're going to have to pick up the car out there and go, by the way, you're going to have to get your service out there and so forth. And that, frankly, is kind of nonsense. You don't have to get your service out there.
No, you can get your service wherever there is a dealer for that
wherever
particular car.
Wherever there's a
dealer, car, right.
Yeah. And in this case, with a Lexus, for example, it would be St. Louis or Kansas City.
Okay.
I mean, there are absolutely advantages, obviously, of keeping it local or keeping it in St. Louis. But if the difference is that dramatic, it may be worth it. Now, I found out about that opportunity a few years ago by going on one of the websites we recommended last time, which in this case was Edmunds.com. And they had a chat room at that time, and they said, matter of fact, with Lexuses, on the East Coast, they were selling over sticker price. On the West Coast at that time, they were selling quite a bit lower than.
So you want to do your homework.
You want to do your homework.
Anything else?
Not on that specific question. I guess I do want to follow up one thing. We talked about Edmunds.com last time and KellyBlueBook.com. Both of those will give you the manufacturer's suggested retail price. They'll give you the invoice price, and they'll also give you what they consider to be a fair deal. The thing that I like more about Kelly Blue Book is they not only will give you what they think is a fair deal, but they'll also tell you what they think is going to be the very best deal in
that
your
area.
That you can get.
Okay.
And you could take both of these to the dealership, and you should be able to negotiate a car based on that. And again, if not, you may need to try other dealerships.
Okay. All right. Got about 3 minutes left here.
Why buy when we're talking about buying a new car? Why is it better when you're negotiating this deal to not offer a trade-in at that time? In other words, if you have a trade-in, you have a vehicle you want to trade in, you want to keep it as a separate deal. Why?
That's probably because if they're going to give you a trade-in, it's going to bring the price down, and they're not as apt to trying to negotiate a better price with you. Is that true?
It's too. I don't know if that's true as you said it, but let me explain it a different way. The best thing to do is to find out what the invoice price is, and then deal from that up when you're negotiating your trade-in. The dealer will most likely want to go from the retail price down because it will make your car to appear to you that you got a higher trade-in than maybe you think you should have gotten. So the best thing to do is to separate, and I don't know if I'm being clear here, but separate out the deals. The first one is...
Okay, negotiate the price on the car.
On the new car.
And then say, hey, by the way, I've got a car I want to trade.
Yes,
in.
And then you look at one of these websites and see if they're giving you a fair deal on your used car at that point in time.
Now, but what do you do if the dealer asks you when you go in to purchase a new car and negotiate, do you have a trade-in? And that's the first thing they're going to ask you.
Well, you can answer it one of two ways. And I always say, not at this time. And I may not. I mean, I may not trade it in. If I don't like what they're giving me for the trade-in price, I may sell it privately, or I may hold on to my car for another year or two or three.
But negotiate it. What you're saying is you come out better if you negotiate the price
on the new car first.
On the new car, and then talk about the trade-in price.
That's correct.
Okay. You got one other little quick tip we can
pass
along?
Sure, I do. Checking tire pressure at least once a month is important since if tires are not properly, the pressure is not properly set, tires will wear out quicker, gasoline is wasted, and it may affect your safety. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That is true.
That is absolutely true. That's something we've talked about for a long time. Make sure that your tires are inflated. Check those tires for wear. And rotate the tires on a regular basis, too.
Good idea.
Rotate from front to back, too, so you don't always have them on the front. The front ones, not just rotating the front ones. You want to rotate them all around the car.
You're getting above my competence level there.
Okay, Mel.
Tire gauges, by the way, the best one is almost the cheapest one, according to Consumer Reports. It's called AccuTire. MS-4400B or 402B.
Consumer Reports is a real wealth of information there.
May of 2012, okay. If someone needs further
all
information.
Right. For more
and as before, cruise@centrytel.net.
He'll answer all your questions. We're out of time, Mel. Thank you so much for coming by. Always had a pleasure to have you. Retired professor, Consumer Economics, University of Missouri. Our director, Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. You can watch this program or listen to it again. Go to kbia.org, click on talk shows and on Radio Friends, and you can download a podcast or a podcast. See you. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah.